pray that this song will touch you, will bless you, and minister to your need today. Believe this, God is a healer. Of rest.
There's a place of rest and peace in the sanctuary.
He's right here.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God is a healer. If you know him to be a healer, come on, give him some praise. Give him some praise. If you came to bless his name, come on, give him some praise. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. You came to give him praise. Bless his name. Come on. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Come on, get what you need. Get what you need. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we thank you for being the healer. We thank you, Lord, for being the healer. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Praise his name. Praise his name. I said praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise his name. The message and the title of it is The Lord Has Heard. He's heard. He's heard. And I just want to thank the Lord for all of you that are here, those in the back and everybody on there. I'm in there seeking all the time. Let me get out of here. Praise the Lord for your testimony. Everybody. I just want to thank the Lord. He's just a good God. I just, you know, and Al was talking to me this morning. We come over sometime, we be conversating about what God is doing and what he's done and needed to fast and pray about some things. Yes, Lord. Don't wait till the church call a fast. Only moved by you fasting. You know, fasting and prayer, the Bible says some things come only by that. And God is saying, don't wait and say, well, pastor ain't calling fast. No, 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 no. Those are fasts for the congregation, but you need a personal thing. You need to know God. When you need some help, put that plate back so you can fast. But the Lord has heard us. So let's just sing that chorus again. Then sings my soul to thee. Yes, Lord. How great thou art, how great thou art, Savior God to thee. How great thou art, yes, Lord, Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Then Savior God to thee, how great thou art. He's so good.
Hallelujah.
He's so good. Catherine always sung that song before she ever went into the pulpit. The art. God is so good. The Lord has heard us. The Lord is a good God. And you can't have kept hearing people say, just raise your hands and praise him. For his goodness. You know, you can't praise him enough.
Hallelujah.
Praise him 24 hours a day. Oh, look upon him who's able to pray. Look upon him who sees about us. He's the Lord that seeth him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You think you say, well, I've waited. They better get in. Praise the Lord, because it's almost over. Pray, we say it's almost over to be you be done left here. Praise the Lord. You don't could be up. You so you can really say that. He's coming tomorrow. Hey, because you don't never know when you're getting out of here. That's the thing about it. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for his goodness and mercy. Holding on to his praise and holding on to his word. Decided I just keep on holding on. I ask you all to pray for me. Praise the Lord. As I hold on to his word. It's very important that we hold on to his word. We got to get some experience. Got to get some new, like he said, new testimonies. Amen. And just read. I tell you, because he's been so good. And I have to remember, hallelujah, what he's done for us. Amen. Turn around and tell somebody I'm happy to be here today. And my ears are open. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bryson, before I start, I want to pray for you. I'm just going to, Bryson. Sorry. Come on, Brandon. Yeah. And that's B-R-Y-S-O-N.
They must spell it B-R-O-I-S-O-N. It's E-B-R-Y. Bryson, Brandon, I see you back there, and I saw you on you when we were standing up there. I want to obey the Lord up on your life. Maybe even when you were younger, God, you had some experience with God. I don't know. But I do know that God has a call up on your life, and the things you've been into, how he got you out of some tub scrapes. You're grateful to him. I think you look back and you say, God, I got out of that. Oh, wow. You know, this God they told me about, I think he's really for real. Come. The Spirit and the bride say come. Amen to you. Amen. And raise your hands. Everybody stand and put their hands this way. Lord, I'm going to obey the Lord. And when I lay my hands upon you, God is going to lay his hands upon you, my son. Up for this work. And your eyes will see differently than they ever seen. You will have grateful and thankful. And you're not going to be ashamed to stand and say, the Lord is my God. Hands upon your life. And also a miracle he will do for you, said the Lord. Hallelujah. It has been promised to you even when you was a child. Even when you was a child. God is a good God. Lord, I praise you, Lord, for this. I praise you, Lord, for him coming today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. You go in peace. Amen. You're going to be here working for Lord. He said he's going to be here working for the Lord. He said he believed. It's time. It's time. Amen. It's time. I tell you, God is so good. He's so good. I'm like, hell, I ain't want to stop. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. God loves us today. He's heard. You can read the Bible umpteen hundred times. And then you go back over something and say, I ain't see it. But you know, as I've been reading the scriptures, God is so good. I heard somebody say, he knows if we can just believe that your life is in his hands. He knows before you were born and put in your mother's womb. But if we could believe that our life is ordered by God, we'd go much better in life. Know that whatever happens in our life, it happens and God already knew it. Amen. I'm going to go in Genesis, in Abraham. I guess he's a wonderful brother to talk about. And he's, Lord, help me to because I told him before I left, now I can't do nothing without him. Without you, Lord, I really can't. And I want to thank you that I can't. Lord, we're dependent upon you. So help me, Lord. As your handmaid, I pray. Anoint me, Lord, with a special anointing for this word. So the Lord has heard. And in Genesis, the 15th chapter, I wasn't going to go that far. But I said, Lord, this is what my heart is feeling. Amen. So Abraham on the 15th in a vision saying, I fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and exceeding. Because God is something else. He loves all of us. He loves that one that you don't love. He loves the one that you think is unlovable. Don't ever think that God loves. His love is unimagined. I can't imagine. I don't understand it. He said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me? Seeing I go childless, and the steward of this, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. Now, the Lord told him, you know, what to do about the people that was born there. People that was born under this particular, when he was a nomad, what Abraham was. And they had to do everything, you know, like all the people that were born, they have to get under what was there. Now, whether they got under Abraham's God, I really don't know. But because I don't know how Hagar feel. I'm not going to put any words in here. But I know as I began to read, I said, oh, I see. Okay, so now we have Abram, our father, who we say have great faith. Now this man, hallelujah, was younger then, and when he told God, Lord, I don't have anybody to pass all this stuff you don't gave me to. And the Lord said, behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, listen now, thou shalt not be, this is not going to be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. The heir I'm going to give you going to come from you. And he brought him forth and abroad, say, look now toward heaven, Lord have mercy, and tell the stars. And if thou be able to number them,
And he said unto them, so shall thy seed be. So many times when God is passing you through your trials, passing you to your next step, sometimes the things he tell you to do, you don't understand what he be saying. And Abraham didn't understand what he was saying. Even though he told him, say, you look up and see the stars. You can't number them. Look at the sands of the sea, he told him one time. So from the heaven to the earth, look, I'm going to do this for you. So he walked in faith. And he's a human being. And I see his humanity here. I see him walking in faith. And he believed, I am the Lord that brought thee out of the land of earth. I am the Lord. I don't care what juke joint you came out of. God is the one that brought you out. He said, I set you in St. Louis. I'm the Lord that healed you. I'm the Lord thy God. I made covenants those days, boy, I'm telling you. He said, take me an heifer of 3 years. We get in numbers now. And a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all this and other, but the birds he divided not. And when the fowls came down upon the you can't touch my sacrifice. Let me tell y'all something. When this message goes, don't let the enemy take, don't let him nibble on nothing. You hear me what I'm saying? To your faith. Don't let him nibble on anything. Praise the Lord that God has told you. Don't let the devil. He drove him away. But when the sun was going down, a deep, getting ready to meet God, he said unto Abram, know that it's not theirs. And they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400, not fully. Because he was a man, he only had about 60 souls, according to what. And because when he went to get a lot out of there, it's 60 of them, I think it was 60 people. So he's trying to believe God. Listen, you're sitting in a place now where you're reading this, but there is a God that's the same. Lord, I believe you. I don't see it, but I believe it. I believe it because you said it. All he saw was the stars. He didn't see no. And this morning, God is putting something in our minds. I say, God is putting something in our minds. We're going to believe, hallelujah, Jesus, what God tell us. Amen, because I can see what it do. Brother preaches about this. And afterward, shall they come out with great. I want to study all this. Come on. I don't think he did. He just believed God. Believe God. I say he just believed God. I heard a sister's testimony this morning. She said she heard the church singing, how great thou art, some church. Because she belonged to this church. And I took it for, I said, Lord, she may not know how great thou art. We're going to understand that he's a great God. You are doing things for us. And also that nation whom they shall serve. Well, okay, it came to pass that when the sun, a burning lamp, that passed between those pieces, and the same day, the Lord, have I given this land. From the river of Egypt until the great river and the river Euphrates. And the Canaanites and the Gergesites and the Jebusites, all these folks, I'm moving them out. It's all these ites in your life. Because God has given you a promise. Don't you let the devil, no way. I don't care if you don't see the reality of it. Stand on it. Listen, faith is not something used to you, and you got to believe what he's saying, or it won't happen if you don't believe it. Faith cannot be seen. Abram really saw nothing. He just heard what God said. Now here we go. Abram's wife bare him no children, and she had an Egyptian whose name was Hagar. Now listen, the Egyptian was the people that put him in bondage. Women, the Lord has refrained me. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of God had told him, say, it's going to come from from you. 10 years done passing with you. Time is passing. And God done told you what he's going to do. And so now we got to. I know children come from being together. I understand that. I know about the birds and bees. Praise the Lord. Ask God. Ain't no place in there he prayed. Watch it now. But he had asked God. But you know, when we go make a mess, God and Sarah, Abram's wife took, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave to her husband. Now, here's a man that waited. This man waited. Sarah getting older. She's 10 years younger than Abram. Abram getting toward, I mean, this man is old. So he's sitting there. Now, everybody knows, I got to be a great believer to believe I'm going to father a child that way past life. Her womb is dead. Ain't nothing now. What can we do? Maybe it's what this is. Maybe. I get a young my house, 10 years. Amen. But see, he didn't understand. He really got in trouble because he didn't understand. Somewhere in Proverbs, it reads, and I read it. Praise the Lord. Would you give me? And 22. Well, of course, he didn't have Proverbs. Now, done this. Yeah, I think, is that the verse I'm looking for? To her mistress, what that? Yeah, put your glass on, sir. Yeah. I want to get the last part. Watch out now. That we're reading that because we're going to get down to Hagar's thing here. See? So he goes, she was conceived. Her mistress was despising her ass. She started walking around Hagar's day. This woman never had a child. And she was a stigma for a woman not to have a child, especially just about it. You know, she done turned gray. And only they had no dying. But this woman gets pregnant and walks around. Now, she's supposed to be her hand. Watch out. I'm carrying his child when his wife couldn't. And I just not, and I never thought I'd dare her. And she put a, you know, she just go around, you know, and just, you know, she thought. I don't know what she thought. He was going to put Sarah out or what. Pray, well, watch it, women. I don't know what she thought, but I know she pounced around there. She pounced. I can just see her just, you know, just this child. Not good. Okay. Now she going to blame him. My wrong be upon you. You shouldn't have let me. You should just walking around here just acting like she owned the place. I'm the mistress, and she almost say, I was despising her eyes. She said, the Lord judged between me and you. Now, come on, Adam. He should have stood up, but he didn't. And Abraham said to Sarah, well, you know, the man, she fed. I don't know what Sarah did. I can imagine some things she did. She made her do some things. And the angel of the Lord, so number 7, angel of the Lord found her by a fountain. Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence cometh thou, and whither with our God? And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit yourself unto her. I will multiply thy seed exceedingly. The angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and thou shalt bear a son. And she looked that up. I couldn't find what that heard her affliction. He heard, listen. And so I thought, and when I looked up, I said, Lord, I don't really know how to put that in there. But I know that anyone can call you if they call. And I began to heard something yesterday that really blessed my soul. Because I'm overseas. They don't know Jesus. Stay with me. I'm not going to veer too far. They don't know the Lord. They never heard of Jesus. But the Bible says somewhere, and I failed to look that and really study that like I should have, how people can look at the nature and see God. A heathen can look up and say, I wonder who put that sun up there. I wonder who made the grass. Or something happened in their life, they say, I wonder how that happened. I wonder what that did. And there's God will send somebody. If they have to have a dream and he come to himself, when he see any of his creatures, you listen to me now, any of his creatures, I don't care if they're in Africa, Asia, wherever they be, if they reach out to God some way, God going to get himself to them. He loved God and not receive what God want to do for us now. I see the love of God. I've never seen the love of God like I see it now. So she did. She went back. She submitted herself to her. That is maybe 13 years old. And Sarah still ain't pregnant. Good Lord. Amen. But I love it because what I want to get to us. Now, this was an Egyptian. He told us, say, the Lord has heard. So Hagar bare Abram a son, number 15. Abram called Hagar bare Ishmael. And Ishmael was 14, and Abram was 40. Well, how many did that? When Ishmael was born. Therefore, Sarah was 76. But the son grows up before Sarah ever get pregnant. So when he was, that the Lord appeared to Abram, said, I am Almighty God. Now see, here it is what I suppose we are human. If we err and don't understand and this kind of thing, God, he know you flesh. He understands about this flesh. I'm just simply saying that God know. He understands where you are. Make my covenant, he said, between me and you, and I will still multiply you. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you. And you, I noticed when Sarah put this woman out, when she put, become daddy. You know, Ishmael started thinking, well, you know, that's my daddy. You know, you ain't, yeah, you know, I don't know. You put this woman out. Now, she's telling, you know, tell him to put, not going to have inheritance with my son. Because the oldest boy gets to get the goods. Would have got what, you know, what she's supposed to been getting. You understand what I'm saying? And so she said, no, 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 you put this. I'm feeling bad. He's feeling exceedingly bad, and God has to tell him, said, don't feel this. Oh, my God. So he gets up the next morning, give her a flax of water and some bread, and put her out. Now, you're talking about, in the, you know, you got to be the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to keep reading this stuff. Praise the Lord. Okay. Then the Lord tell him to be circumcised. I think Israel was circumcised, too. Shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Now he comes to him and tell him, say, I'm going to give Sarah, I'm going to cheat. Angel came to them. The Bible say that Abram laughed, and all the men say, oh, he was just laughed too. But in them time, the men was the thing. So God said, why did Sarah laugh? You're going to have a child, and you're going to name him Isaac. Well, how? He 100. And she thought, when he told her that, she said, I'm 90, I know I'm dead. You talking about a girl. And you talking about you waiting on something, and come on here. You still young. You know, there's no way. Hallelujah. And number 24, Abraham himself, so that was the covenant. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised. And Ishmael, his son. Now, Isaac wasn't here yet, right? And all the rain, what I see as I was reading this was the grace and the love of God. That loves, that has a purpose for our lives. Each that purpose, God sees it. When you're stumbling, you're blumbling at what you're doing, God has a purpose. So the Lord, number 18, he appeared unto, the Lord appeared unto him in the pain of Amram, how he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's go to, let me see, that's 16. Let's go to 21. Y'all praying. I can feel you praying. Help her, Lord. 29. Let me see. Abraham. 21. Let's see. No. That's 21:10. Wherefore, she said, Mama told her son, for the son of this bondswoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And it was very, very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. He loved him. This boy's 13 years old. He loved me. He thought about her. He thought about his son. And he thought about what God had told him. The children of another race. Well, I guess it's them other folks over there fighting. And God said unto Abraham, let it be thy nation because he is thy seed. Literally, because he's thy seed. Say that. Hagar. Put it on her shoulder and the child and sent them away. And she departed and went in the bottle. And the baby was, he wasn't no baby. And he was like 13 to 14. The child was very thirsty. So she laid him under. He must have been really thirsty. Can't hardly walk. He said, I'm going to go. I can't see him die. I know he's going to die of thirst because children, you know, they're not grown, of course. And listen. And God heard. Listen at this now. She 13. And the Lord heard the voice of the lad. The covenant. He heard the voice of that young boy crying. Hagar. He said, what ailed you? What's wrong with you? Hagar, fear not where he is. Because he's Abraham's seed. Abraham's seed. Somebody caught that. He heard the voice of Abraham's seed. What he had said, his promises was in this voice.
my big. He had about 9 or 10 kings or something came out of him. Ishmael did. He, arise, lift up the lad and hold him in your hands, for I will make him a great nation. Well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. Just and became an archer. Hallelujah. And he dwelt in the wilderness. And it came to pass at that time, and I'm not going to read all that, but 1 Kings, the 21st chapter. I want to go to something. Ain't nobody like him. When he did give you something, you have what you say. You might stumble along the way, but when he says something, it's going to happen. About a man named Ahab. Now, what I love about this is I've seen the love of God. I'm talking about the Ahab. Ahab was an evil king. He did some of everything. Walking around with his whatever up and throwing his back and just taking, growing next to the garden, but he would, you know, next to him. I want it. So he feel like he, you know, he the king. So he goes and asks Naboth, it's coming through the family. He said, and he go back, well, he knew that's right. He knew the laws. He goes back, you know, the dogs ate her up. I'm going to tell you, people die horrible ways when I'm telling you. Naboth's garden. I don't know. He could get some. I'll pay him double. He could buy him another. You know, you just now, honey. You get up and you wipe your ears. You wipe your ass, honey. Up the biggest lie. She had people come in there and lie and say the man had done this and had blasphemed. But he got something from God too. You don't do wrong and get by. Don't you try to do nothing. Don't try to do nothing. You stopping God from doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Where am I at now? Okay, I want to read down. Okay, don't over. Okay. Number 21. I'm going to get on down to this. And so that's when the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall. It was prophesied that she was going to be ate. Because number 24, he and him that dieth of Ahab in the city of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab. Listen. With whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. He did very abominably, is that as was did to the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. Told him that what was going to happen. I'm going to bring evil upon you. I'm going to take away your king. And when Ahab heard that, the Bible say he humbled himself. This evil man, this no good person, he humbled himself. Humbles your spirit and humbles your flesh. But he put on sackcloth. I mean, he got really pitiful. Bible say, and listen, look at that. This is what got me. And I fell in love with God more. See, because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in. I'm not going to do what I said I'm going to do to him. Because he humbled it at the time. God ain't no shucker now. Come on. He must have meant it at the time. And he humbled himself. And I thought, Lord, is anybody like you? Repented of what he was going to do to Ahab, because Ahab was something else. Ain't nobody in this church told me to tell you, I am a God that forgives. I'm the God that you've chosen, and I won't come. I will come because I'm God. There is nobody like me. See, this morning we believe. Abram came out and because he waited on his God. He believed in his God. People say, because both of them mean something. Abraham means father of many nations, and Abram means something else. But whatever it was, they changed. When he changed their names, he goes, what are you talking about? See, they understand me, Abraham. They say, okay. And they get to whispering. But when you tell them, hallelujah, what God done told you, you stand up, did it maybe whisper something? God ain't gonna do nothing. But God say, I've heard. If you can believe this, all things are possible. I still believe it, D. Because when they get to whispering and you know, don't pay no attention. If God got something really good for you, you gotta hold to it. Little, they don't need you waiting, said the devil. You ain't gonna hear because. I said, you want to hear if he said it. Praise the Lord. You just got to hold on. Have somebody here that need that. But when your ears open, not only you will be blessed. God is going to give us what he said.
be so much better off. I said, yeah, probably so. And I get to drive. I know y'all understand what I'm saying. I know you do. But I want this victory. Yes. I want it. Because I want it for God's sake. I want it for his putting me in a bad shape here. But you know what, children of God, y'all keep praying for me. Hey, but I'm going to pray for you. Because God want to do something for you. And you know, you ain't going to benefit. I said, it's to his benefit. Everything Jesus did was for the benefit of the heavens. Nothing to show off. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I'm feeling today. I've heard. And I believe he has. I'll take that. Hallelujah. Now, I feel like I say, well, you know, I'm learning things. You know, I get talked to. The devil be talking to me, you know. I don't let him talk too long, though. I said, you don't say enough. I'm sick of you. Shut up. Shut your mouth. God, there's nothing he can't do. If it's something for you that you need, you can't ask him. Nothing is too hard for him. I say nothing is too hard for him. I want to say, I don't care if they're in the pits of hell. He went to hell and got the folk out. Do what you tell us to do to get these people free. Ain't nobody said, well, you know, talking. The devil is a lie. I said, the devil is a lie. We just able. You hear me what I'm saying? And you are whoever loves God. Access with boldness into this grace that God has given us. He said, we have boldness. We can pray for people. We can. Amen. Don't be ashamed. I need to come and get my car. And this man that was helping me, he kept complaining about his back. I said that after maybe about a half an hour done passed. You know how you do. I say, I don't know. You know, I just believe you. And with my soul, I pray you would bless. I pray, God. Hallelujah. That you are God and there is none else. It ain't just us in natural things. Just not natural things, God. We ain't after all the goodies and the stuff. We thank you for calling them. At least we got legs. Oh, hallelujah. Some of us can't hear, but at least you just good. And you not only, we're not just asking for all the goodies. We're thanking you. I went to the ice box. I had water, milk, and there's things people don't even have over cold legs that God gave me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can lift my hands. Good God. He wants you to praise him. They could have just plucked them both out. We wouldn't have none. Then we'd have to pray for eyeballs. Honey, I believe God can do anything. All you got to do is believe him. I dare you to believe. Just believe God. You asking God for something, believe him. Just say, Lord, I heard that, and I'm going to believe what you say. Praise God. Don't tell me, you better go there. You ain't got to come nowhere. You ain't got to. And you that got ministry. This brother told him, get out, you know, hallelujah. This, say, God, I want you to use me. Say, well, I work. God know you got a job. God know you work. Get bold in your rights. Get bold in your own rights. You know, tell him he's able to keep me. He's able to secure me. He's able to take me through. Hallelujah. May God Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want a closer walk. Say, God, I just done got a little turned aside, and I got to just come close. Praise the Lord. I ain't looking at nobody. I don't look. I just do what God said, and just, you know, it's a bitch. You love the Lord, and you really want to really, really, really love the Lord. Praise the Lord. But you a little sidetracked. Come on. You done got sidetracked a little bit. Hallelujah. It ain't just her. It's somebody else, too. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on up here. And we're going to pray, and God is going to move for you because you had the boldness to get up. You had the boldness to say, Lord, I need you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The devil mad, girl. You watch out. Tell him to scratch his horns and get glad. Amen. Come on. A few more people, just a few more. Come on. Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on now. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Praise.